Pete, I think it's a couple of weeks since the announcement of the plan for Hyde FC, or Hyde United, if you like, to become a supporters' trust. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. It's a case of information gathering at the moment, Pav. We're in touch with the Football Supporters Direct. We've had a bit of information from their guy in terms of setting up the trust. Spoke to him, or he did a conference call yesterday. It was open to all the supporters to attend. Unfortunately, we had about 15 people turn up. So I think what we'll do is we'll announce that again and get more people turning up, like we did when we made the original announcement a couple of weeks ago.
You need £50,000 in the first instance. That's just to buy John Manship's shareholding.
That's correct, yeah.
You need people to give money then?
Yes, we do. It's a case of John's put this out to the supporters. I think I said to you before on your blog that he's turned down two sizeable six-figure offers that weren't acceptable to him. He thought that he wasn't confident in handing that control over to the people he was dealing with. So as a compromise, he's then said, I'll hand it on to the supporters. He's named a price, £50,000, very generous in terms of his loan account that's against the club to acquire the shareholding. So that's what we're putting together at the moment.
So if people want to donate money, pledge money, how do they do it?
They pledge money. They can go on the website. There's the PayPal account, which has just been set up, and that money will be ring-fenced. It won't go into the football club account, so it'll be ring-fenced for the purchase. We've got to cover that. John's purchase price, we said we'd take on some of the creditors, not all of the creditors, but some of the creditors. And then, of course, we need some working capital to start the season off.
And if people pledge money, give money, do they get some sort of shares in return?
The idea is to because they've been generous in donating, we thought it was fair then, once the share issue is finalised, and that's going to take a little bit of time, but once it's finalised, then we thought it fair then to transfer those donations into shares. The suggestion has been that we issue 15,000 £10 shares. It can frankly be any denomination we want, really. I think that was just an example. That would then raise, obviously, £150,000, which would give us, obviously, John's money and a kickstart into the season.
But if somebody, am I right in thinking it'll still be one man, one vote, or one person, one vote?
That's the recommendation. It's one member, one vote. So, yes, I mean, your contribution is as valuable as anybody else's. And that's how we're going, that's the suggestion we're going to work in.
A lot of talk about Hyde FC going back to being Hyde United. Am I right in thinking that could be on Tuesday?
The FA, I don't know how you deal with the FA, but our dealings with them, they do things in their own way. They have their own time frames. We put in for this, when did I go down to Wembley? We met a three-man panel, I think, probably 10 weeks ago. Very positive. They gave us a bit of a grilling for about an hour, but I think we had convincing arguments why we were going back to Hyde United. I don't think the Hyde FC transition has actually worked. I think everybody still refers to us as Hyde United. That subsequently went to their management committee with their recommendation. Unfortunately, that they approved it. And then that goes to the full FA Council on May the 19th. And we're hoping that will be a rubber stamp exercise and we'll hear pretty soon after that. Whether we'll hear directly on the 19th is another matter, but we're hoping to hear pretty soon after that, and that will give, I think it will give us another boost in terms of getting our semblance of identity back.
And would that mean, well, obviously if you're called Hyde United, you'll need a new badge anyway to say Hyde United.
the new badge is in the offing, definitely in the offing. It'll probably be red.
So people at Hyde, if you're a fan of Hyde United, you want the club to survive, prosper, get your hand in your pocket, get a season ticket, sponsor a game, pledge some money, anything?
I think anything at all. And like I say, every contribution is valid. And I think people have now got an opportunity basically to feel as if they own the club, and that's the club is theirs. And this is a great opportunity to do that.
Cheers.